Speaking at a panel discussion in downtown Atlanta, Arthur Blank said prep work is nearly done on both sites, the preferred option south of the Georgia Dome and the backup location north of the Dome.
We're fairly close to coming to a conclusion. Obviously, a lot of work was done in the south. The north is pretty much caught up with that. Our aspiration is that in the next couple of weeks we'd be able to get that finalized.
The contractual deadline is October 1st, but Blank expects to have a site nailed down before then. Two churches own property on the preferred south site. The leadership of Friendship Baptist agreed to a tentative deal this month. The other church, Mount Vernon Baptist, is still negotiating. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed and former Mayor Andrew Young have stepped in to help reach a deal. Blank reiterated the advantages of the south site, including its proximity to MARTA rail stations, but said he'd be fine with the north site as well.
We want both of these churches to do what is in their best interest, not in our best interest. If they do the right thing for themselves, we'll be fine. If that means us going north, we're absolutely fine with that. That was actually our preferred site for the first couple of years.
Blank said whatever the location, his commitment to the surrounding communities won't change.
We want to see a situation where people are moving back in those communities, have the proper education, have the proper jobs, have a way to elevate their whole life cycle as well. So we're committed to doing that, and that's why we're going to be active in this community for the next 30, 40, 50 years, not the next 4 years.
Blank Foundation President Penny McPhee echoed that and said there'd be a special focus on working directly with those in the Vine City and English Avenue neighborhoods.
It won't be about cutting a check. It'll be about being in the middle of those conversations, helping to build the capacity of the nonprofits that are already in the neighborhood so that they can work, and bringing in new partners to strengthen it.
The foundation has committed $15 million to those efforts. City officials and neighborhood leaders are working out where that money would be best spent in ongoing meetings at City Hall. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.